I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to the Internet Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 163. Yeah, 163. And today I have Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, we got Brian.
Yo.
And we got Renee.
Hello there.
Yes, we have a full house today. It's been a couple weeks since we've actually had a full house because we've all been dealing with shit. Let's start with Brian. Brian, what have you been up to, sir?
It's been a really busy June.
Really busy what?
Really busy June.
June? Okay. I thought you said something else. I thought you said it's been a really busy June.
I was like, damn, that is New York.
Bagels and logs. Bagels and logs.
So this
Ohio. Month,
over the course of the month, I have celebrated some anniversaries.
Uh-huh.
June 7th was a year to the day that I left my job for the final day.
Yes.
The 10th was a year since I got married. Which also means that the year that you since you were down in New York.
Yep.
My birthday was on the 12th.
Happy birthdays.
My last of my 30s, and I started that whole birthday thing with a massive cold. And then June 19th, which was this past Wednesday, I celebrated 1 year at my new job.
Fucking A, hell yeah. It's been quite eventful.
It's been quite eventful, and still sick, which kind of sucks.
Oh, you'll be fine. Get over it.
Yeah, I'll be okay. There's been a lot of action figures purchased this month.
I know, you fucker.
Deadpool
is dope, dude.
Deadpool is insane. I'm playing with him right now. My wallet is crying. Because it's been a lot of stuff. But, yeah, it's pretty much what I've been up to. A lot of work, too. Like, random stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been a good June, though.
Very good, very good. I'm glad you've enjoyed your June so far. I had to pronounce June a little bit better because I didn't want to say Jew again.
I know.
Oh, no, I said Jew again.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oy vey.
Bagels.
Bagels, exactly. Bagels and lox. Yep.
Jinx.
Oh man. Yeah. Alex, what's been, Dave? What you been up to, man?
To be honest with you, it's been a lot of playing with the Switch. I'm working on a commission piece right now for a friend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't think I said from the last time. I started this a while ago, but it's just work has been so busy and a lot of like personal stuff has been happening and inside and outside of work. So I haven't had time to really do it, but lately I've been working on that. My friend wants me to do like a Smash Brothers piece. So I'm working on an 11x17 picture.
Sweet.
And what I like to do first normally when I do stuff like this is I'll draw the individual characters first and then I place them together after the fact.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, you know, the final thing will be cleaning it up on, you know, on the computer with Photoshop. But right now I'm like drawing the pieces here and there. So The two main fighters that are going to be in the front line is going to be Fighter Kirby and Pikachu. So I have Pikachu doing an attack and Kirby doing like a karate kick. And in the background already, I pictured Donkey Kong, Mario, and Luigi.
So it's a big commission piece.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm not going to do everybody that's like there now. Well, the idea that my friend wanted was that he wanted me to use the original 12 in the first game, you know, that came off of the 64.
Right.
Right. Because if, let's say, if I would have done whatever now, it's like, damn, I have to draw like 70 something characters. This is bullshit.
At the end, you're just making stick figures. Like, fuck you guys. This is what this is.
Yeah. I drew one stick figure just right. Captain Falcon. Ness. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the new ones. I drew like a bat stick figure, dog, and a bird. Duck Hunt.
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, so it's that, and I've been drawing, like, you know, drawing stuff here and there to incorporate for the comic too. Like, because you know how as an artist you always go back and forth with different things. Like, you don't always want to work on the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, so I've been doing some stuff for the comic as well, and I will make a promise right now. Hopefully, end of June, first week of July, the new issue will be up.
Sweet. Right. It's no rush.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, what I realized is that the last time I put something up has been over a year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and that's just because you already know from before a lot of like personal stuff.
There's a lot of personal shit going on. I understand.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, adulthood. Yay, life. Whatever. But you know, at least the good thing is that we do this podcast. You know, I'm doing something to help out here and there, and you know, we all do stuff for the site, some more than others. Like Brian always putting up the reviews. Good going, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully, you feel better soon, dude. This fucking weather's been shit, dude.
Yeah,
that's Brian's black lung again.
Yeah,
we gotta get Brian that fucking what's it called? Rompe Pecho. that you know, oh my god, if Brian has that, he's gonna have a xenomorph pop out his chest, and then he'll be like, I feel better.
I do.
Well, there you go. See? This has been brought to you by Spanish medicine. So,
there's nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah. But yeah, but then other than that, dude, like I said, just like, you know, some Switch time and all that stuff. The latest purchase that I got is, and it's for nostalgia purposes, they came out with the Contra Anniversary Edition.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the first 10 original Contra games that came out.
For the Switch?
Yeah. Well, they have it for the Switch, and they have it for the PS4 in the Xbox.
Oh, the Konami stuff, like the Castlevania one too, right?
Yeah, they have an anniversary thing. And then it's funny because now I saw that they're coming out with a new Contra game too that's coming out September, and I just found out that my friend actually did artwork for that.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you remember him, dude, my friend Emilio from high school.
Oh, yeah, the dude that we saw at Special Edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my yeah, God. So he did
that shit in years.
Yeah, so he did some work for that. I was like, oh my god, my friend Emilio is fucking doing his shit. Yeah. So there you go. Like I said, hopefully, whatever, if things keep going well, I can keep pushing forward and that issue will be up soon.
Oh yeah, I'm excited, man.
So am I.
Very excited, very excited.
Yeah.
Renee, what you been up to, man?
Running away from roaches.
Which one?
Nah, just been chilling, actually. It's been a good week. It's been a stressful week. Anybody who's kind of been following me on social media knows that my driver's side window was fucked up for like since I got here, actually. So what, 3 weeks? Because today's 3 weeks, right?
Yep.
So I got that fixed. That shit cost like seven and change, like almost $750 to fix. And that wasn't what I thought I was going to pay. So it was kind of a stressful week. But other than that, things are good, man. I'm back on the road. Starting to look for jobs. enjoying Florida. I finally got to the beach yesterday, which is awesome. Yeah, man. I mean, it's a stupid fucking cliche, but it's like, after all the bullshit that I've been through, it's like I'm finally living my best life now. Again, you know? So, yeah. Things are good. I mean, me and Steve are going to be talking about most of the same stuff because we live together. So we end up watching the same stuff. And, yeah, like the only thing that's like been really like, yeah, extra crazy was the car stuff. And me and Steve are going to talk about some stuff later. So, yeah. But now I'm good. I'm chilling. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I'm glad to hear that, man.
I'm really stoned now, too. So. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be an excellent recording. I'm like, whew, it's go time.
Well, Steve, you remember I called you guys the Spanish Odd Couple.
Yeah, the Spanish Odd Couple, exactly.
But I mean, we're really not though. Like, I mean, neither one of us is like, we're really
we're not
like,
really out there.
We have more, yeah, we have more in common than you would think.
I guess it's the Virgo thing.
Yeah, we have the same fucking birthday. Like, yeah.
I never knew that. Actually, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been a really good fit. Like, I keep, like, you know, counting my blessings because I'd be homeless now if it wasn't for Steve, and it worked out really well.
That's great. I'm really glad.
And I'd be going even crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just been trying to fucking remain as not depressed as possible. So I've been listening to a lot of music, and I've been actually, catching up on some shit that I've missed out for the last, like, fucking year.
And cooking his ass off. Yo, he needs a food truck. If anybody's listening and wants to, like, support us and, like, sponsor us in Tampa for a food truck, this motherfucker can cook his ass off. Anyway.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks is that license is just some money.
Well, thank you, really. Thank you. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of shit, and one of the things that I've been watching that I've been dying to fucking finish is the CW shows, and I finished two of them. I actually finished the last one today about an hour ago. I watched The Flash. I watched the entire thing of The Flash.
Okay.
And that was fucking awesome.
I'm like two episodes behind on the final season.
Yes, it's really fucking good.
That whole season was great. It was actually better than Arrow at most point.
Actually, I'm gonna say something else about that. I actually just finished watching Arrow, and Arrow is actually really fucking good too.
How do you feel about those flash forwards?
I actually like the flash forwards way better than the flashbacks.
Okay.
Even though one of them was super predictable, of course, because they're like, oh yeah, like what's gonna happen with him now? Like, dude, you know he's in the fucking future. Why are you gonna fucking worry about him being like, make it such a fucking, like, big deal. Like, oh, yeah, he just fell into the fucking pit trying to fucking save you guys. Oh, he's going to die. Obviously, he's not because he's fucking in the future.
honestly, with Arrow, the middle of the season was kind of weak, but, like, the beginning and the ending was good.
Well, the reason it was kind of weak in the middle is because that's around the time that they did the crossover episodes. Yeah. So they were just like, okay, we're just gonna put shit out and just like kind of see where it falls and how it's gonna fit.
Because honestly, him in prison was like a brutal, like it was just dark and gritty and like
I fucking love that prison. That shit was fucking dope.
Seeing Cody Rhodes back, seeing Michael J. White back.
Yeah, Michael Jai White's throughout the entire fucking season too. Like he still he makes a comeback towards the end of the season.
Wait, who was he playing?
Bronze Tiger.
Like, I didn't see him in the thing. I was watching it. I like I said in the last episode, I'm not really a big fan of the CW stuff, but what I saw with Steve like here and there was actually pretty good. The flash forward stuff actually made it easier for me to follow because I don't know what the fuck was going on anyway. So
right.
Cool. And the first thing that they actually do the flash forward that actually, you know, makes sense.
Okay.
Because the other ones were just like, okay, yeah, what happened in the past? Like, and they kept going back. I was like, stop. Stop with the flashbacks.
The Supergirl stuff was really good, actually. That's one thing I never saw.
We both saw the entire crossover series or whatever.
Okay.
And that was actually really fucking cool, too.
Yeah, that was one of the better crossovers, to be honest.
Well, they've only had like two.
No, they've had like three.
Well, this is the third one.
And then next year is Crisis, right?
Yeah, next year is the Crisis of
Crisis, and it's going to be. I mean, one could speculate that they're going to kill off Oliver because I mean, Arrow's ending.
Right, yeah. And the fact that, at the end of the season, they're like, yo, you're going to die at the crisis.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking dude comes out and is like, yo, like, I've seen you die, and this is when you're going to die.
Although, is he really going to die, though? Is it? Are they going to be like that CW thing where it's like, hey, you know, CW stuff, and then, like,
Well, maybe he wants to find it, like, the Lazarus Pit somewhere or something. And
yeah, he'll pop up randomly.
Yeah, which I wouldn't be surprised, but, you know, like, what they're saying, they're going to kill them all, so who knows? They might actually do it. But they might not kill them all. They might just be like, okay, you're going to die. He's being that he's like, okay, like, his whole character arc is going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm done with this character. I'm not going to do anything else. As the Arrow, I'm just going to be Oliver Queen.
Right.
So that could happen, too. But we'll see. We will fucking see. So, we've been talking about a lot of shit already. So, let's get into some geek shit that's happened this week. And there's a lot of fucking shit that's happened this week. So much shit. Like, so much fucking shit. I guess we can, wait. Before we get into the geek shit, there's actually something that me and Renee watched that was actually really fucking good.
What's up?
And, of course, you guys know Seth Green.
Uh-huh.
He directed and wrote a movie. Well, wrote and directed, because that's the proper way, I guess, to put it. A movie called Changeland.
I've been seeing, that's with him and Breckin Meyer.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
yes.
So good.
Brendan Meyer, Brenda Song, Claire Grant, Macaulay Culkin, and Randy Orton.
Seth Green's been like Instagramming a lot about that movie, so I was curious.
Yes. And this movie's actually quite fantastic.
Really?
I saw it again today, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's really fucking good. Like, the direction of it is really good. The cinematography is fucking insanely awesome.
Okay.
The story is actually like a really heartfelt story.
Huh.
It's a comedy, of course.
Right.
But it has a lot of heart.
Interesting.
Yes, and it's actually really good.
It's on iTunes and Amazon. I checked today because I was like really impressed by this movie.
Yeah, because it's
worth $4, dude. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It's it's also in limited release in theaters.
Okay.
So like if you want to go to like an indie theater, you can probably catch that.
Okay.
But let's just say it's really easy to see if you know how to watch it.
Yeah.
We found it pretty easy, and I was surprised. It's really good, though.
Like, we literally went in with knowing just about the very bare minimum of what the story is about. And we were just like, yo, this shit is pretty dope. It's, like, kind of a sad story in the beginning. But it actually gets really, really good. And, it's good. It's a good indie movie. It's a breath of fresh air with all these fucking like superhero movies and action shit and fucking super dramas and all this stuff. It's actually really good. It's something different that brings a really good flair to our eyes, into our ears, into our brains.
Yeah, man, I liked it a lot. I thought of it today when I was watching it. I thought of it as like Lost in Translation without the pretension or any of the bullshit. It's really quick. Like it's about a dude who's going through a breakup and a divorce or whatever. And it's also like a celebration, like a birthday or something. And they go to Thailand. And it's just about him kind of dealing with what he's got to deal with. He's only out there in Thailand for a couple of days. And the movie just follows him and Breckin Meyer kind of go through this journey where he's just kind of trying to figure out what to do. It's a really, really good movie. Like, both performances are really good. Seth Green is, like, unrecognizable in the beginning of the movie because he's, like, so upset and, like, depressed. He looks like he's 80 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, as the movie goes on, like, he kind of, like, starts snapping out of it. And it's a really good performance, too. I forgot about anybody in this movie, too. Like, you know, Macaulay Culkin's in it. Seth Green and Breckin Meyer. I haven't mm-hmm. seen him in anything in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Seen Breckin Meyer.
Seeing them, because we've seen him in so many things before, it was kind of like hanging out with old friends. It's so weird seeing this movie. You know? And then like watching it again today, I was like, all right, it wasn't just us. you know, seeing it and be like, oh, it's really good. No, it's actually really good movie.
Yeah.
And I think it's his only direct. This is like
his first directorial.
It's his directorial debut.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, no. he kind of promoted it on the with Chris Horwick's podcast.
Yeah, he was on Smodcast, right?
I heard him on Smodcast. Yeah.
He was on the Chris Horwick's podcast, the ID10T.
Okay. I haven't listened to that.
It spells out idiot.
Idiot, yeah. I haven't listened to idiot in a long time.
Yeah, it's a beautifully shot movie, too. Like, they went all over the islands of Thailand, and it's just a beautiful-looking movie. It made me want to go to Thailand. Like, I was looking up fucking flights today. Charlie goes to Thailand too, so I think I might jump in the suitcase. I got a passport, so I'm actually seriously thinking about going, man. It's really good. I mean, just check it out. Like I would give it like 5 stars. Like it's really
absolutely fun movie. Yep.
Like I said, it's what, $4, $4.50 to rent on Amazon. I don't know how much it is on iTunes.
Probably about the same thing.
Yeah. Definitely track this movie down. Check it out. It's like the Doom Patrol stuff I was talking about last week. It's a very adult story, and especially like me and Steve, like what we're dealing with now, watching that movie, kind of like it was like the kind of movie that we needed to see, and everybody should check it out. It's really good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's absolutely definitely a good watch. So yeah, and it does, like Renee was saying, like seeing the cinematography and seeing what Thailand looks like, it's like, yo, I kind of want to go there now. Like, I want to spend some money and actually go to another fucking country like that. Because it's fucking beautiful out there. Like, granted, there's a lot of beautiful shit out here, but it doesn't compare. What did I remind you of?
Well, me and Steve were talking about that when we watched the movie, right? Because I was like, yo, you got to go. I got to go. Fuck it. Like, I'm going. And then he mentioned the whole thing about, like, yeah, you know, there's places like that here in this country. And I agree. But I've been living all over the country last couple of years, and I'm sick of the vibe here. Like, I'm not sick of the country, but I'm just kind of sick of some of the people.
Right.
And, like, when you go overseas, man, like, you don't just deal with Americans. You deal with people from all over the world.
Right.
And they filmed it in Thailand, so, like, you can see it in the background. Like, all the extras, none of them look alike. You know what I'm saying? And if you do that here, if you film that kind of stuff here in the Everglades or in the Keys, not for nothing, but they're going to look alike. And that's just something that I'm tired of seeing.
They're all gonna look like Brian.
Yeah, not even that. Like, I just it's fucked up. Dude, I don't want people coming after me. I don't mean it like that. I don't mean like I'm tired of seeing white people. I'm tired of seeing black people. That's not what I mean. I'm just tired of Americans in general, dude. Like, I just kind of want to go overseas and start traveling again. Like, I haven't been overseas since like 2015.
Right.
So it's been a while for me. So,
and to be honest, they're all gonna look like me because they're all gonna be deathly handsome.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're kind of cute, but, you know. That's how I look at everybody for the most part, so I'm just like, hey.
Yes. Okay, so, now, let's get into some geek shit.
Is that what this podcast is about, geek shit? I didn't know.
Yeah, I know, right? I wouldn't have known.
No, it's about Brian talking about how ridiculously good-looking he is.
Right, exactly.
He's the only one married out of all of us, so he's got to be doing something, right?
Well, no, Brian, Alex is married too.
Oh, yeah, duh. Sorry, I'm high. I forgot.
this week, the internet went a roar, or Twitter went a roar, because I know Twitter fucking went insane, about Marvel throwing out teasers.
Yes.
They were like, oh, 4. And it was all in fucking spider webs and shit. Everybody's like, oh my God, are we going to do Spider-Man 4? Oh my God, what's going to happen? No, it was just a fucking countdown for something.
Yo.
And people were very, very, very disappointed in seeing that it was just a countdown for J.J. Abrams and his son doing a Spider-Man comic, a mini-series.
Wait, is that his kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh, I didn't know that. I was like, who the fuck's this little guy?
Yeah, so J.J. Abrams and his kid is coming out with a fucking comic book. Well, mostly probably just his son. Like, of course, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, he's J.J. Abrams' son. So they're going to tag him into it, too, because they're like, oh, yeah, give him more credibility.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a Spider-Man miniseries with a new character, a new villain.
I would have been all right with it if it was like a comic book based off of the almost Spider-Man 4 that we would have gotten with Tobey Maguire.
Right.
Holy shit, that's brilliant.
What I would have been okay with if they just came out with the news and not giving us a stupid countdown for it.
Yeah. But the countdown made everybody go, ooh, and then we're like, oh.
But that's the thing. That just serves for disappointment. Because everybody gets their hopes up. They're like, oh my God, it's going to be another Raimi movie or another Raimi something for Spider-Man. Yeah. And it wasn't.
Nope.
It wasn't anything like that. It was just like, okay, yeah, we're going to do this. And it's going to be a comic book and it's not going to be a movie. And you either like it or you don't.
Right.
Yeah. Which is kind of how it is anyway. But I was just like, why would you do that? It was kind of, to me, it was more like a cash grab. Like just have people come towards Marvel, see what they're gonna, what we're gonna do next. Let's see. And then everybody's like, okay, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
Like when everybody goes to see like a huge concert and the headliner's just like, oh yeah, we're just gonna do two songs and we're done. What the fuck? We just paid all this money for nothing?
Yeah. Marvel pulled a Kanye.
Exactly. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
I think it was mishandled, like from start to finish. And the reaction on Twitter was fucking hilarious because they were like, "Fuck him and his kid." And I'm like, "Damn, like, calm your tits, dude. Like, relax. Like,
yeah,
relax." I saw a tweet that had me dying, and everybody was like, "Oh, he's gonna ruin another franchise." And I was like, "Yo, relax, guys. Relax, relax." I think it was really mishandled. I would check the book out no matter what because I'm a big Marvel guy now. But yeah, I think they really kind of like they did not do this right. I think that the hype for it was way too much, and it was like hyped up by everybody online too because they love Spider-Man and the movie's coming out like in 2 weeks. So it blew up and it just kind of like took a really bad turn. It was really funny. Yeah. It's funny seeing stuff like that on Twitter because it's like, you're watching people get mad in real time.
Yeah.
And it was just really funny watching that shit.
Were you saying something, Ryan?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was kind of like Marvel just took a dub on people. Like, oh, yeah, look at my fancy shit. Yeah.
What really gets me is that when they showed the Spider-Web 4, a lot of people were speculating, like, oh my God, they're finally going to bring this Fantastic Four to the MCU.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Also the Fantastic Four. Yeah. Or a lot that's of people were speculating, too. They were thinking, like, oh, yeah, they're going to bring Spider-Man into the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm. But remember, yeah. Spider-Man was a part of a new Fantastic Four.
Right, yeah, yeah. The Future Foundation or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Another thing that happened this week, we also got a glimpse of... What did we say? What did I say? My brain went to shit just now.
The who? What? Who's it?
What was it? What?
All I got is the Good Omens thing, which is fucking hilarious. The Good Omens stuff.
Oh, yeah, the Good Omens. Yes, yes. My brain, of course, is not very working right now. And I just don't sound like I'm fucking saying words right.
Again, I'm high. You're sober. What the fuck?
I was gonna say, like, Renee, did you share with Steve? Like, what's going on?
Nah, he's sober, man.
I'm completely sober.
No, Steve is getting contact high.
You can't.
You know what? You should share with him so he maybe actually will remember instead.
Nah, man. One of us has to have clean pee.
So Good Omens. We've watched Good Omens. You guys have watched Good Omens, right?
No.
I haven't watched it yet, no.
Oh, you guys gotta check it out. Check it out when you get a chance, man. It's really good.
It's six episodes. It's Neil Gaiman's it's based off of Neil Gaiman's book. And people are up in arms about it, of course. The religious people are up in arms about it because it basically depicts an angel and a demon. Kind of like being homies, and
right,
they have a female god, and it's kind of blasphemous for some people. It's also about the Antichrist and all this shit. That's the end of the world and all this stuff. So like, people are like, "Yo, why are you guys putting this stuff out on the internet?" And so some of these people aren't very well versed with the things that happen on the televisions and shit. So everybody's all upset at Netflix for putting this out, when in all actuality, it is not Netflix or the Netflix. It's Amazon. It's on
Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the back and forth? So on Twitter, Amazon said,
yeah.
We'll cancel Good Omen. No, Netflix, Amazon said, well, what is it?
If you we'll cancel Stranger Things if you
yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
What's crazy about Good Omens, because you guys haven't seen it, it's biblically correct. Except for the you know, God is a woman thing. But, like, the other stuff, because I was like, commenting with Steve when we were watching it, because I remember all that stuff. Yeah, it's funny. The atheist knows the Bible. The angel Gabriel.
I used to teach from the Sunday school.
Gabriel, Michael. Demons are supposed to be angels that fell from heaven. So it's not even like demons and angels. It's two angels that are friends.
Right.
And the way they go about it is actually biblically correct. So it's hilarious that these people haven't even watched it. And they don't get the jokes. Like, nothing, none of it is like a fuck you to religion. None of it is like a fuck you to God. It's a cool story. It's a really funny story. And it's done very, very well. If they actually watched it, or like something happened where they were like forced to watch it, like Clockwork Orange style, they would see that it's not that bad.
It's not bad at all.
And the fact that they don't get that it's not, you know, the wrong channel thing, so it just makes it even more funny. But yeah, yo, if you haven't seen it and you're listening to this, and you guys need to watch it, it's really good.
Yeah, it's absolutely
I'll get around to it.
It's great. It's a really good watch. Each episode's about an hour long, and it's only like fucking six hours of fucking just watching quality programming. It's got fucking John Hamm in it. Fucking
Great cast.
Michael, what's his face? The dude from the that sex show that was on Cinemax, Masters of Sex.
Oh, okay.
Michael Shannon, I think his name is, and a bunch of other people. And it's fucking good.
You mean you're talking about Michael Sheen?
Yeah, that guy. Michael Sheen, not Michael Shannon. That's another.
Michael Shannon, God, and a customer of my store.
Yeah, that's right. Or the Iceman. He's also the Iceman.
Yeah.
I actually really, really, really enjoyed that show, and I'm kind of sad that it's only one season. If they're gonna do, and wondering if they're gonna do more, but it's fucking good.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do more.
I'm bugging out.
Yeah. I sometimes forget that I tell Sunday school. Like, holy shit, I know all this shit for nothing.
Yeah, right? Talk about trivia.
Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Godcast.
I fucking catch fire and shit spontaneously.
It's a Christian cast.
We all spontaneously combust.
I'm burning already.
It's the Inner City Geeks Hour with Steven, Renee, Alex, and Brian.
Christ be with you.
Man, what else?
We talk about God and how much we love him.
Or her.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And then, I think it was last week. Another thing that came out that was like, we're kind of like, yo, Marvel really wants to fucking, like, destroy Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah, I'm dirty.
I
really don't like Avatar. I fucking hate that movie.
I can be a podcast on what an asshole James Cameron is, and Avatar would be like five episodes.
So, Avengers. Fucking Marvel was like, yo, let's put out Avengers again. So they're re-releasing a movie that's already still in theaters.
Uh-huh.
But they are re-releasing Avengers Endgame with... I guess deleted scenes, or
they're saying footage, but what I read sounds like DVD extras. So I'm like, it's really not worth it. It's like
DVD extras or whatever, and they're also adding a different post credit scene or an extra post credit scene.
A post credit scene. There is none. It's the Spider-Man trailer.
Right, yeah. And then they're also adding like a tribute to Stan Lee or whatever, or some type of tribute. So okay. It could be a tribute to everybody that died, I guess. But yeah, like, would you guys pay an extra ticket to go see this movie? Because they're technically at the point that they only need $45 million to actually beat out Avatar in the theaters right now.
I'd go see it twice more, at least.
I mean, I'd go see it again. Like, I saw it on the way down here, and it still held up. And I was kind of surprised at how good it still was after, like, a third time.
It's fucking good.
Like, I'd see it again. It's only, like, one weekend away from beating Avatar. It's $40 million. In like movie money is not that much.
Yeah, no, it's not, especially being that so fucking high.
Well, the good thing is you have the 4th of July weekend coming up, so they can probably do it.
Just about to say that.
But the thing is, okay, yeah, it is 4th of July weekend, but that's also the same weekend that we're getting Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So not everybody's gonna wanna go see Avengers again if they're already gonna go see Spider-Man. So, like, I understand, okay, yeah, you want to watch Avengers just because, like, you want to watch that before you see Spider-Man, but, like, they should have probably thought about this a little differently and probably pushed it back a little bit. Like, instead of us talking about this now, it should have happened, like, a couple weeks ago.
Hmm. Right.
I mean,
so that way it adds to the anticipation to it.
Well, I think the smart thing to do is, you know how, like, let's say if they get the Oscar nomination or whatever, remember, they put it back in theaters and it still makes money. So you can do that so people can go back to watch it with those extra 6 minutes or so of footage.
Oh, yeah. See, it'll definitely make more money. But the thing is, like, what they want to do in the original release of the movie in theaters is what they're trying to do. They're not trying to say, like, okay, we're going to bring it back again. It's still in theaters currently. It's not in as many theaters as it was, but it's still currently in theaters. So they're like, okay, we're just going to push it just a little bit further with adding some extra shit to this movie. So, like,
now I mean, he's thinking the new title.
From what I've heard and I've seen, there hasn't really been many people like completely like excited for it. Like, I'm kind of excited because I kind of want to see if they add anything extra or anything different to it. But,
yeah,
again, I can also wait until it comes out on fucking Blu-ray or DVD or online somewhere.
Steve.
What?
I just thought about it. So, now, if they want to do this, they'll be smart with it. Kind of change the name slightly so they get, like, you know, Avengers Endgame, bigger, longer, and uncut.
Avengers Endgame. Not really done yet.
Avengers Endgame, give me your money.
Avengers not so endgame.
Oh.
Avengers, is this really the endgame?
Avengers almost done. Yeah.
Avengers, you can wait for Spider-Man for a couple more weeks, right? Right?
Avengers, let's see how much more money people can give us.
Really? Just put it to the point. Avengers, fuck you, Avatar.
They're just going to change the movie completely, like, fuck Avatar. Come watch fuck Avatar.
Instead of Thanos, it's
Cameron. Yeah. Just super cool fucking James Cameron's face on Thanos.
They can do it, so.
Oh, yeah. That'll be the bonus.
I know what the added scene is. It's gonna be when Thanos is you know at the end with Thanos when you've already spoiled it, so you know when Thanos is disappearing, you're also gonna see somewhere James Cameron cutting a film and then he starts disappearing too.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
And then they go to the planet Na'vi and it just starts the whole planet just.
It's just fucking like Bill and Ted, not Bill and Ted, fucking Wayne's World.
And now it's Scooby-Doo ending.
And all you hear from a distance,
yeah.
So what you're saying is there's going to be a scene where when Thanos and his crew turn to dust after Stark says, "I am Iron Man," and snaps, Like, you're gonna have, like, the whole Avatar world slowly fade into ash.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That sounds like a great movie to me.
Oh my god, dude. Now I'm just, it's gonna sound like when you spits a cat with water.
No, I'm melting. Snarf.
James Cameron, where are we going? Snarf.
Yes. And I guess the final thing.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Cameron. Snarf.
You want to talk about Euphoria?
We can talk about the Euphoria after we would do this last one.
Right.
So today, today's Friday that we recorded this, and DC is also making some other fucking huge moves, which is kind of like weird. But and when I'm talking about DC, I'm talking about DC Comics, or Detective Comics, because DC Comics is kind of like an oxymoron. But Detective Comics is doing something that's like, why would you do this now after so long? They've had different subsidiaries to DC, and they're planning on shutting down Vertigo Comics. And in shutting down Vertigo Comics, they're basically like, okay, we're just going to transfer everything from there, or most things from there, over to, I guess, the new label, which is considered DC, the Black Label.
Yeah, there's more to it, though. I was actually reading some stuff. There's no more, like, creator-owned stuff for now. Like, really? There's no place at DC now for creator-owned stuff. That's kind of what happened.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, yeah, they did what you said, but at the same time, like, it's a fucked up move. Like, I mean, at least on the creator side, because, like, stuff like, what was it? Sheriff of Babylon that Tom King did would never happen anywhere in DC. Like, there's no place for it. There's no place for now because there's no Vertigo.
Right.
So whatever they do now, like a Black Label or whatever, it's going to be really different than what Vertigo was. Like, even the spirit of it is gone now, apparently. So, because a lot of creators are pissed today. And apparently rightly so.
Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed too. They're like, yo, we're not going to use any of your shit. We're just going to use more of our regular DC stuff that's like marketed for people already, that people know already.
And Marvel doesn't really have a creator-owned imprint either. So it was like Vertigo was the only place to go. So it's either this or go to Dark Horse or one of the really
the smaller independent.
Yeah, because there are no independent. Like, comics are turning into wrestling because, like, what? Marvel has a stake in IDW. DC has a stake in a couple other comic book companies. The manga, what is it, the anime manga company? Yeah. I think Marvel and Disney own them, right? So
some of them, yeah.
Yeah, so it's getting kind of crazy. And for me, that like I just got back into comic books like hard. It's a really fucked up move on DC's part.
What about Image?
Yeah. Actually, duh. I always forget. Image is the only one. Yeah, Image would be literally the only place to go now. Because Dark Horse too, but Image, yeah, Image is the one to go to.
Yeah, because Dark Horse or whatever, it's like, you know, it was always hit or miss with me when it came to certain things because I never really got into any Dark Horse stuff.
Well, Dark Horse has been kind of interesting the last few weeks. A lot of stuff that they've been doing recently has all been like, it's all been licensed stuff.
Until like really recently, because they lost the Fox stuff.
Right. So like they have the I don't know if they still have the license for Hellboy. They were doing the licensing for Fight Club because they did Fight Club 2.
Nah, Fight Club 20th Century. So no. No aliens.
Oh, so they probably lost the thing for that too. Okay, yeah. So yeah, they lost aliens too. Fuck. Okay, because they were doing a whole bunch of fucking alien shit. But yeah, I guess Dark Horse would be a good place for like a lot of these creators to actually put shit out there. It just sucks because like, what's gonna happen now with like all these comics? I think one of the things that I've read that is still gonna be there is fucking Constantine is still going to be there. Fables is still going to be there. And a few others that are like, okay. Because these are like big sellers, I guess, now. But yeah, those are going to be going away. It's kind of sad.
Huh.
Because this part of the company has been around for over 23 years or so.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Brian?
No, I'm agreeing with you. Like, yeah, it's crazy that they're just done.
Yeah, it is. It's very crazy. It's very sad.
It is.
Yeah. And I guess one more thing that we're going to talk about that me and Renee watched, we kind of should have mentioned earlier, but we're going to mention it now. There was a lot of, actually, controversy over the past week over a show that was coming up on HBO. And it's a show that actually is produced by Drake. And
whoa, really?
Yeah. And it stars Zendaya. It's in the upcoming Spider-Man Far From Home. And it's a show called Euphoria, which is it's kind of an interesting story because it's about a teen that has drug problems. And she goes through rehab and she comes back. And it's a very interesting story. The first episode that we watched was actually a lot better than we expected it to be. Because it basically gives you a breakdown of like what the fuck's happening with her. And it's actually shot really well. And it's got a very good narration by Zendaya that she does.
Okay.
And it shows everything the way, like, through the eyes of like a teenager.
Okay.
That's like trying to not fuck up, but fucking up at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's actually really interesting. I kind of really enjoyed the first episode that we watched, like a lot. I was like, holy shit, this is actually really fucking good. But people.
What network is it?
It's on HBO.
HBO.
HBO, okay.
But people are complaining because it kind of shows underage sex, but all the characters on the show, all the people that are playing these characters aren't underage.
Right.
So it kind of shows underage sex in a way?
Or yes, because teenagers don't have sex.
No, but what I'm saying is that like, oh yeah, they're basically like people are upset because these teenagers are having sex on the show, but they aren't really teenagers; they're adults.
Yeah, it was so good. It got like awkward for a second because it's like really sexual.
Yeah,
and it was like whoa, because you're like wow, but then you're like oh, they're kids, and I was just like oof.
Yeah, for a second, it kind of reminded me of that movie Kids.
Yeah,
Kids from back in the day.
But none of the characters in this are that bad, except for the adults.
Right.
But the kids and kids are just evil fucks. But like in this, like Zendaya does a really good job acting and narrating. And she's straight edge. Like I was watching the making of it afterwards, and apparently, I mean, I don't know how true it is, but like, yeah, she's straight edge. She's never done drugs in her life. And she plays an addict really well.
Yeah, and it's a huge part because she's a Disney kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not interested in this at all. And we ended up watching it, and it was really good. Like it was the kind of thing where like you kind of watch it for a couple minutes just to kind of see what it is, and you're like, wow, this is really good. I'm actually interested in what the season is going to do because I saw the making of and they show some stuff from the rest of the season, and I'm actually going to check it out.
Nice. Yeah, you're right about the kids being evil. Like, they were like hell spawns.
Yeah, I hate that fucking movie, dude. Like, I only seen it once. Like, I never, that was one of the only movies I could only watch once. It's a great movie. Just don't never need to see it again.
Yeah, I accidentally saw it a couple times, and I was like, why am I watching this again the second time? And I actually, like, I was like, I don't want to watch it, but I'm watching it right now anyway.
Yo, and I know some people that are in that movie, and it's a realistic movie, which is what made it weird for me when I saw it, because I was growing up when that movie came out. I was already kind of like in my 20s when that came out. Mm-hmm. But I knew some of the people in the real life in that movie from the skating scene in New York, and I was like, ugh, like, you're not acting, buddy.
Yeah, it's a very good show. So you guys, all you listeners, all you three listeners, should go out and listen to and watch the show.
Yeah, look into it.
Yeah, check it out. It's a good show. And I guess that pretty much sums up what's happening for this week.
Yeah, man. I'm playing Spider-Man. Well, that game is awesome on PS4.
Oh yeah, and, yeah.
Letterkenny is fucking hilarious on Hulu. But I just got Spider-Man because it finally dropped. $20. And it's really, really, really okay. good. Like, anybody's listening and they haven't played it, man, pick that game up. So good.
You guys have
Renee, you said you're watching Letterkenny. And, you know, I'm glad that, like, somebody that's watching that, because, like, my wife and I, we'd be watching, my wife, and I'd be watching, like, the, you know, random thing on Hulu, the trailer, and it'd be, like, a guy talking, next thing you know, a fight, and we're like, well, what's
the Yeah.
Fight? You know?
Oh, that reminds me. All right, so the other thing that I saw was AP Bio, and I fucking, like, binged that shit in two nights. And then, that like, after AP Bio, Letterkenny came out. Yeah, dude, it's so good. Like, it sucks that it got canceled. But Letterkenny came out, like, you know, like, randomly afterwards. And I just ended up watching it. It's really fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm glad that, like, no, somebody I lead, like, I know is watching it. So, like, that's, it gives me hope that, like, it's a good show. You know, and I trust you. And, like, you know, seeing, like your Facebook posts on it, like, this show is great. I'm like, all right, that's good to know.
That's just, yeah, it's funny, man. It's really good. Like, I'll get into it next week. I'll get into it next week about why it's so good, because it's actually a really cool show, and it's Canadian, and they do things really differently. So, like, I'll talk about it next weekend.
Right. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, did you get the text that I sent you of the Child's Play post?
The Child's Play?
Did you get the Child's Play poster I sent you?
Which one? A new one? Ooh, hold on.
That's coming out pretty soon, right? That movie looks really cool.
It came out today.
Child's Play came out today?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm about to go to the movies.
Yeah, Child's Play came out today.
The Child's Play. Right. Child's Play has been doing those Toy Story posters, as you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, and Child's Play is basically like, yo, we're going to kill you in the theaters. And, of course, we all know Child's Play isn't going to fucking kill Toy Story in theaters, because, of course, Toy Story is a fucking Disney bit. And Disney's going to be like, ah-ha-ha, fuck you, R.A. films. They're going to be all over them. But yeah, that poster's pretty funny.
Child's Play poster. But I mean, there's hold on. I mean, the newest one is even funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what I sent you.
That is a good one. Yeah, no, I just saw it.
He killed their friends on the play. That's great.
It is really fucking cool. I like that poster.
And then I know you like the thing I sent you before from bloodydisgusting.com about Greg Nicotero and his team. They're going to fix up the shark from Jaws.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's pretty
funny. That is really fucking cool what they did. I really like that. Like, I was surprised. I wasn't thinking about Jaws in any way, shape, or form. And then to see that, like, right. Oh, yeah, it's been, like, what, the 35th anniversary of it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually doing that. I'm like, okay, cool. Fuck yeah, way to make it look actually semi-decent. Man, it's been around forever. Holy shit, that movie's been around since I was born.
Yeah.
Since before I was
there. Yeah.
It was it technically my first movie. My mom went to see it when she was pregnant with me.
So. Wow. Wow, that's insane, dude.
Yeah, 75.
Holy shit, yeah. It was way before I was born. I wasn't even thought.
No, wait, wrong movie. I was like, yeah, my mom took me to see Jaws when it came out.
Okay.
So it was my first movie. Dude, I'm really high. No, wait. All right, 75.
Tell us when this
movie 75, came. So yeah, that was it. Because my mom, September, Dude, everything's kicking in now. Like, I'm so stoned.
they did a really good job with that, making it look like, Like it should from back in the day, like how it would look
there. It looks beat up in the original movie. I know. Like, it looks really bad. Like the Blu-ray makes it look really bad.
But what they kind of fixed on it was the fact that it was kind of like the paint was cheap, it was chipping, and it was kind of looking like extra shit. So like they updated it and they made it look a little sleeker, a little better, you know, make it look more more like okay, yeah, people, you could actually look at this now and not be like, what the fuck is this?
Good shit. Right.
I think it's a shark.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a shark. It don't smell like a shark, but I guess it's a shark.
I think it's a shark.
Oh, that's a shark now.
Great job, Nick Terrell. Great job.
Great job. Yeah. Yeah. So that I guess that pretty much calls it a show for today. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have the Inner City Geeks podcast, which is what you're listening to now. We have Yay Toys with Brian. We have Comics Sometimes, Times, Anime World. Good Games Podcast, which is still on hiatus. We also have the Inner City Geeks podcast. I fucking said that already. The Inner City Geeks webcomic that Alex is working on. And coming soon, in the next 2 weeks or so, we will also have the Inner City Geeks turntable with me and Charlie. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be fun. And that'll be up every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. Not every week. Every 2 weeks. But yeah, that's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a very interesting show. I kind of posted a teaser. I guess the intro for the show the other day on the Instagram stories and shit. So yeah, I'll probably do that again on the Inner City Geeks Instagrams, or probably even on the Inner City Geeks Twitters and the Facey Space. But yeah, so you can find the show. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Because we don't give a fuck about iTunes. That's right. I said it. You can check out the shows on the social medias. You can check it out on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, at InnerCityGeeks on the Twitter, at InnerCityGeeks on the Instagrams. And yeah, let us know what's up with the show. Let us know what you think about the fucking show on all those. Where can we find you guys? Brian, where can we find you?
You can find me sitting here trying not to cough. This cold is just lingering, and I feel like I'm
dying. You know there is something called a mute button, right?
Yeah. No, we don't do that thing. In my day, there was no mute button.
In my day, we covered the mic.
In my day, we didn't have mic.
In my day, the plague was our friend.
We held the plague hand in hand.
You can find me on social media, I guess. Twitter and Instagram, Bri_QJ. And I'm going to follow Yay Toys Plus on Instagram. It's Yay Toys Plus, one word. Please like, comment, subscribe on the videos if you're on the YouTubes. And I got a lot of content left coming. So it's been a tedious batch of work, but I'm happy to do it.
But it's well worth it.
It is. I mean, Steve, the Deadpool. I mean, come on.
Yes, that Deadpool is fucking sexy as shit, dude.
And, you know, there's that picture I put up. Well, I didn't put it up on the Instagram, on the website, but I put it up on my Instagram is the Deadpool at the DQ with Cable.
Yeah.
With the ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. I did that. So to be honest, I did that the other night. I was not exactly sober, and I was having a good time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna mess with this thing. And boom, it just kind of fell into place.
Boom.
Boom. Mic drop.
Fell into a good place, sir. Fell into a good place.
It did. It's a great figure. It's a great, you know, he, for a figure to have that much personality, it's a good piece if you're into Wade.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You know, but yeah, I'm, that's pretty much what I got. So follow me on all stuff and I'll, you know, maybe I'll say hi.
Oh yeah. Check him out. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me, you know, just worrying about Brian since, you know, he's got the black lung again.
Well, the black
you can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and you can find me on Instagram as Denied as well, but D-I-N period Y period E-D.
Yes. Renee, where can we find you, sir?
Everything I have is all at DarkBX, so DarthBx. DarkBX.
Yes. And you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And before we go, before I actually mention the music and shit, I actually want to give a shout out to two things. One is a friend of mine, a former coworker, and she has a podcast with a friend of hers called Talk Like a Teen podcast. Ooh. And they basically talk about I guess their description of it is an auditory love letter to music, hockey, and Tegan and Sarah. It's actually a really fun podcast. The last episode they did was talking about the Fast and the Furious, the first two movies, which is kind of interesting. So so check them out. Like I said, it's Talk Like a Teen podcast. And you can find them on the Instagrams at TLAT podcast. So check them out. Also, I want to give a shout out to my peoples in the Bearded Villains. This weekend I will be... Say that again?
Your biker.
What?
It's your new club. It's your biker gang.
Yes, my biker, non-biker gang, yeah. Yeah, so I wanted to give a shout out to the Bearded Villains. I'm going to be hanging with them this weekend. We're having a big ass barbecue, and it's including three different chapters of the group here in Central Florida. So it's going to be the Swamp Side, which I'm a part of, as well as the Tampa group and the Orlando group. So yeah, it's going to be awesome. Going to be interacting with a bunch of different bearded dudes.
Do you guys get like cute leather vests that have patches on it?
No cute leather vests, but actually I do get a shirt. A shirt with the Swamp Side or whatever on it. And I guess from what I was talking to one of the dudes, he was like, yeah, we do have a secret handshake. So I might get to learn a secret handshake.
Wow.
Uh-oh, Steve.
I know.
Riding through this world.
No, no, Sam.
You're on your own. The crow flies straight.
It's going to be a t-shirt of a leather vest with full patches.
Yes.
Oh, man. That would be amazing.
That would be so funny.
And sleeves and nothing but like weird skull tattoos.
Yeah, I can dig it. I can totally dig that shit.
You guys like trade temporary tattoos? Is that
Yes. So.
I like that. Would be a great logo with a bearded skull.
Hell yeah. I think somebody... I think it's probably already out there somewhere. A bearded skull.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Steve, now, God damn it, now, Steve. I'm going to send you a picture of your skull with your beard down. Well, God damn it.
What kind of sucks is that I always wear black. So, like, my beard kind of blends with my shirt.
Yeah, so certain pictures, it was like, oh, Steve, cut it down. And then when he wears a lighter color shirt, or depending the angle, no, he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like with what, like I was kind of looking at it earlier. I was like, yo, when I first came to Florida, I have my ID or whatever, my work ID, and my beard was very short, and you could see like my chest and shit. And now, like I'm looking at myself, and I can barely see like my undershirt.
Your beard got so long in like 4 years, is it now?
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we your whole like sayonara, you're going to Florida, and then when I saw you last year for the wedding, like your beard got super long.
Yeah, because I haven't really cut it down other than just once.
Yeah, because because Steve got trapped on a secluded island, and he had a soccer ball friend.
Yes, exactly. No, I was trapped on the fucking island where Arrow was.
Damn you, Oliver Queen, for leaving me here.
Steven's beard so long, he named it Rapunzel.
Yeah, exactly. So say goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbyes, everybody.
Where can we find you, Steve?
I did say that already.
Did you?
He did. Yeah.
Wow. I guess we're Brian, just talking about, the fucking, leather vest and everything. It kind of threw me off.
It threw him off. In other words, it turned him on.
Exactly. Alex got a little too excited about the leather vest.
Alex is lying there in bed going, ooh, Steve in a leather vest t-shirt.
With skull tattoos, with beards.
Yes.
Rene,
say goodbye,
sir. Later, guys.
Later, guys.
Oh, one more thing before we go.
You forgot to mention sponsors, dude.
Yeah, we can talk about that next week.
we promote stuff every other podcast. They know who they are.
Exactly. Music for this week. I'm a huge fan of this band. I've been a fan of them since they came out like 15 years ago. And they recently came out with a song that I'm not a really big fan of. They came out with a cover of a Dead Kennedys song, and I'm like, eh, not a big fan of Dead Kennedys, but kinda understand, Dead Kennedys were a big proponent of the punk era back in the day. And so they came out with a cover of one of their songs, "Kill the Poor," is the name of that song. But that's not the song that I'm going to be playing today. The song that I'm going to be playing is of course from a band called Trivium, which I've played on the show a few times before.
Have you?
I have, I think. I've mentioned them at least twice. And the song I'm going to play is one of their early songs. And it's pull the string of the martyr or something like that. Yeah. Pull the trigger on the string of the martyrs. That's a fucking dope ass fucking song. It's heavy, it's fast, and it's got a nice little melody going to it, and it's fucking dope. Yeah. Sorry if I spit over you. but yeah.
Dude, so, that spit was so hard you sprayed me.
I know.
That was you spilling your wine.
Spilled it over fucking Deadpool. You guys, always remember, don't be a dick. But again, always remember, I said this twice. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Contact high.
I know it could be, or it's just probably just I'm just fucking tired. I'm just probably just tired. I've been up since fucking 4:30 in the morning.
Sure.
But start that over again. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Until next time, folks.